You're tuned into tomorrow. Right here on the Advanced Media Network. Attention all timeshare owners. Is this what you'd like to do with your timeshare contract? Do you own a timeshare and just want out? Thousands of timeshare owners are getting out of their timeshare contract. With the help of Timeshare Compliance, Timeshare Compliance can legally terminate, tear up, shred, eliminate, trash your timeshare agreement, ending your payments forever, saving you thousands. So whether you're a victim of a high-pressure, dishonest sales agent, or you were misled with what you were buying, or you overpaid and they underdelivered, call Timeshare Compliance now for a free consultation. With one simple call, the trusted professionals at Timeshare Compliance can legally rip up your timeshare agreement and help rip up your financial suffering. You could save thousands. Call now before another payment is due. Timeshare Compliance is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Call 800-617-2610. 800-617-2610. 800-617-2610.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
From the desert of consumer tech in Las Vegas, this is the 25th year of Into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. Audio company Sonos has sued Google for allegedly copying its patented speaker technology while undercutting it at market. The lawsuit was announced just hours before this show opened. This part one of 3 weeks worth of CES coverage here on Into Tomorrow, brought to you in part by
IFA 2020, six electrifying days that offer a blueprint for where technology is headed. See you at IFA in Berlin. Visit ifa-berlin.com. By ViewSonic, a leading global provider of visual solutions. Check out ViewSonic.com. And by AtGames, introducing the Legends Ultimate, the first connected arcade. Visit atgames.net.
Our next guest is the chief marketing officer for a company that has put together some sustainable startup challenges. And we're going to talk just about that. It's pretty cool. And winners got to come here to the Consumer Electronics Show as we launch our 25th year on the air. And thank you for tuning in to tomorrow. The chief marketing officer of a company called Layton is Caroline Villacroz. Caroline, welcome into tomorrow. Tell me about Layton.
Hi, Dave. Thank you very much. So Layton is a consultancy firm that is dedicated to innovation funding for any kind of businesses. And so we come across a lot of innovation, scientists, R&D. And it appeared to us that there was so many things to do on sustainability that we wanted to promote that, you know, to our clients and, yeah, to the businesses in general.
So do you work only with sustainable, easy for me to say, do you work only with sustainability companies or predominantly that?
No, not at all. In fact, we work with all companies from breweries to, IT companies to gas companies. So it's really... It depends on the countries, but it can be any business. And some are very advanced in innovation and sustainability, but for a lot of businesses, it's really the beginning. So we have a lot of engineers in our consultants that work with those companies, and they really wanted to do something great, you know, with this whole CES thing. So that's why we
that's
had
what
the
we
idea.
We call it this whole CES thing, and it's our 25th year doing this whole CES thing.
But great, actually. And so, yeah. So we put up this contest.
Very good. And, of course, Layton, Leyton.com for more information, especially about the Sustainable Startup Contest, the challenge. Tell me about the challenge. How did that come about?
Yeah, so we launched a challenge in September, and we got like 200 applications in 9 different countries. So that was really exciting. We had a jury in each country that selected two first winners, and then we had that final selection of 5 for across the countries, and they're here today, so we are really exciting to have them, and I think they really did a lot of leads and met a lot of businesses. So
now tell us then about these 5 companies, and of course we'll learn a little bit about each of them and how they became the five winners to come here to Vegas.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, it can be tricky because we are talking about tech and consumer and sustainability. And there's not so many companies you will think about when you want those three items, you know. So we managed to have those five really great companies. Two are from the US. The first one here is Growpod. So it's really a trend I could see on CS2 of having your own farm at home, you know, like you can grow your salads, your tomatoes. And so they build a kind of fridge that accelerates the growing of the plants. So that's the first one.
Yeah, and I'm seeing they're calling it a smart garden, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. And it really works very well. If you can see the plant growing and accelerate, it's really interesting. The second one is RetroLabs. It's also for the kitchen somehow. It's a camera that's an intelligent camera that is in the fridge, and that gives you information on due dates, anything you must buy when you are at the store. And so you can have intelligent way of following what you need to buy. And obviously that's what smart fridge already do, but they cost a lot, whereas this camera is really, you know, cost effective, and so anyone could buy it and
so get it. It's a separate camera that you put in your refrigerator, and it can somehow see everything in your refrigerator so you know if you're missing something?
Exactly. And then you have your app on the mobile, and you can follow any, you know, thing you have in your fridge and see if you need to throw some away or so.
And these are the first two of these five winning companies. Who's number three?
So number three is BFC. So BFC is a French company. They managed to design a battery that is in paper. And so you can have them in disposable material like pregnancy tests and a lot of other health tests that you just use once and you throw away. And in those disposable tests, there are some batteries that are, you know, not recycled at all. So it's really for the environment, it's really a problem. And so they came out with that amazing technology where it's only paper. And it works.
That's cool. So not only is it innovative, but it's eco-friendly at the same time. That's pretty neat.
Fully eco-friendly, yeah. Then the fourth one is Wiser. It's an Italian company. So it's a pod that you can buy for your house or your apartment. And it will measure the air, if it's polluted or if there are particles. And then several people buy this pod, then it gives the indication for the whole city. So that, you know, it's like a community that helps a city and then a country to monitor the pollution. So
very good. And then last but not least, the fifth company that won the Leighton Sustainable Startup Challenge.
So the last one is an educational one, so it's more for our children. It's a Polish company called Screeware, and they managed to build a 3D printer where you can print components for robots and then program anything that a robot can do. And this is for schools so that, you know, they can teach children how to, well, use 3D printing and also do programming. So I think it's amazing.
That's fascinating. So as we head further into tomorrow, that's the name of our show, does Leighton plan to do the same sort of thing, not only here next year, but perhaps even at other trade shows around the world?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we absolutely are going to do the same for contest for next year and probably earlier than September. And we plan to work also for shows that are more R&D, like scientist shows. So, but
certainly STEM-related environments, that would be great too, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, we need to get you at IFA in Berlin, too.
Yeah,
there's a show.
Thinking of this one, absolutely. Yeah. It's a really big one, yeah.
It's bigger than this one, and certainly a great place to present challenge winners as well. So maybe something to think about there.
Yeah, thank you, Dave. That's really a great idea.
It's my pleasure. You want more information about their sustainability challenge and all that Leighton does? Leighton.com. I'm Dave Graveline with more of our 25th year on the air. here from Las Vegas in the Consumer Electronics Show, heading further into tomorrow on the Advanced Media Network.
Guys, by now, you've heard the great news. If you've wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, but were worried about the price, Blue Pills Direct can finally give you the results you've been looking for. Why pay almost $15 per pill when you can get the same results you need for only $2 per pill? That's right. Call today and receive 50 blue pills or 50 yellow pills for only $99. That's only $2 per pill and saves you almost $500 from your local pharmacy. Why wait? Call 888-914-4247 today and finally have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Call 888-914-4247 right now, and we'll rush your order discreetly packaged to your door. Just call 888-914-4247. That's 888-914-4247. Call 888-914-4247.
Launching our 25th year on the air, bringing you the latest in consumer tech from Las Vegas this week. I'm Dave Graveline, hoping that you will call us during this show or any time in the next couple of weeks worth of CES coverage. We'll get you more information on anything you're hearing on the broadcast. 800-899-INTO, anytime, 24/7. Or, of course, even better, use the audio option on the updated free Into Tomorrow app. This CES special brought to you in part by
CE Week 2020 in New York, the industry's only mid-year look at the latest tech products and trends. Visit ceweekny.com. By Directed, driving the evolution in the aftermarket automotive industry. Visit directed.com. And by HP, unleashing the freedom to live, work, and play. Check out hp.com.
How would you like the ability to predict behavior changes for your loved ones? Perhaps there's some elderly folks in your family that they want to stay in their own home. Who doesn't? Well, there's some great opportunities here at the Consumer Electronics Show as we kick off our 25th year, bringing you Into Tomorrow, that show you how to do just that, especially our next guest. He's the CEO of Care Predict. Satish Move, welcome Into Tomorrow. How are you, sir?
Doing very well, Dave, and thank you very much for the opportunity to be speaking with you today.
Oh, it's our pleasure, because when we saw what you do and how you can help caregivers, kids, whatever, whomever involved in the family, know what's going on with perhaps mom or dad or grandma or granddad and so forth. And as I mentioned, hopefully predict some health issues before they become real issues.
Absolutely. And the reason I created the company, Dave, is because of my very own parents. My dad's 93. My mom's 83. They live 10 minutes away from me. I talk to them every day. But when I show up on Saturday in person, I find completely new and different things I had no awareness of. And more often than not, I had to take them to the ER that day or pretty much mess up my work schedule for the following week by taking them to specialist office all week.
And part of that, I'm guessing, is because as we get older, we also, most of us, don't want to admit if we think there might be a problem, right?
Absolutely, Dave. And also our powers of observation decline. You know, my parents have been married for 55 years. I'm just glad that they're even acknowledging the presence of each other, much less observing each other with great detail. So that's one of the main reasons why you need a third-party observation system to monitor what's going on.
So then tell me about Care Predict, the company itself, and then let's talk about your award-winning products.
Yeah. Care Predict was founded in 2013, as I mentioned, to take care of my own parents. And we have been in senior group living facilities, independent living, assisted living, and Alzheimer's dementia care, both here in the U.S. and Japan since 2015. And today, this week at CES, we are launching our direct-to-consumer product so that people at home can directly use our product, get the same benefits that senior group living has been seeing since 2015.
That's awesome. And, of course, Care Predict is one of those companies that's a great example of, if you will, graduating from Eureka Park downstairs, which are startups looking to be successful. They are successful, and now they're upstairs in the main hall showing the products that you're going to now tell us about.
So our product consists of a wearable device that goes on the wrist of the dominant arm. unlike other wearables, we don't just stop at looking at steps and sleep and heart rate, but we actually detect activities and behaviors. And the way we do that is very unique. It goes on the wrist of the dominant arm and it looks at every gesture you're doing. Are you lifting a fork to your mouth? Are you brushing your teeth, hair? And it also knows where you're in the home. Are you in the bedroom, bathroom, and kitchen? So as a result of all of that machine learning and artificial intelligence, we can actually detect when you're eating, when you're bathing, when you're cooking. And it's very important, Dave, to know those changes in any activities and behaviors. You know, it's been well known for millennia that changes in activity and behaviors occur before there's a decline in health. We know that because we all used to live together. If you saw mom acting differently, you immediately asked her, hey, mom, what was going wrong? Now we're all living apart. So who's replacing that human observation? Well, today we are with Care Predict.
And it makes sense now. You mentioned the dominant arm, and I'm thinking, well, gee, why would that matter? Okay, I'm right-handed, but then you explained it very well. So you can actually determine the kind of activity. And, Dad, why haven't you been brushing your teeth the last 3 days? Uh-oh, there's an issue there, right? Something like that.
Exactly. And that's also an advantage for our wearable device because we created it without a display or anything that the senior needs to do to play with it. Unlike an Apple Watch, which has a screen and a little crown and things like that, which are very hard for a senior to manipulate. And if you look at anybody wearing a watch, if somebody's right-handed, they always wear the watch on the left hand, so you can never determine the gestures they're performing.
So in this case, this would be worn on the dominant arm. You're right-handed, put it on your right wrist, and it just stays there.
Exactly.
And how long, for example, will the battery last? I mean, can they sleep with it? Does it give you any indication there?
Yeah, so the device is designed to stay on your dominant arm 24/7, never having to take it off. And the way we do that is, yes, like any battery-powered device, it needs to be recharged. But the way we attack that problem, we made it a replaceable, swappable battery. So without taking the device off your wrist, you can take a freshly charged battery, slide it in, and you're never off the wrist.
That's awesome. And now I'm assuming then, if that's the case, Mom and Dad, you're showering like you should be, et cetera, so it's also waterproof?
It absolutely is waterproof. It's designed to go to be used in a water environment.
And tell me about the kit now that you're making available for retail for us consumers.
Yes, so this is the retail kit that we've put together for direct-to-consumer sales. It comes with four context beacons. These are the white things that you see over here that you put in the bathroom, the bedroom, the living room, and the kitchen.
Okay, and if you're listening on the radio, haven't seen the video yet, have no fear, intotomorrow.com, and you're going to see these sensors and so forth that Satish is talking about, and what do they do now?
So the context beacon tells us what room you're in, and that's super important. Because let's say if you're in the bathroom, as a senior, 70 plus, you're only going to be doing one of four things. You're either toileting, bathing, brushing your teeth, or washing your hands. It allows the machine learning on our wearable device to constrain the universe of activities you're doing in there so that it can very quickly understand what gestures you're performing and what activity you're engaged in.
Very cool. So upon initial setup, I'm assuming you identify this is the bathroom, this is the kitchen, what have you.
Exactly. And it's a fully app-guided, self-installable product. It does not require a lot of technological literacy whatsoever. The most technical thing you'll need to know is the password to your Wi-Fi network. It does need Wi-Fi. And anyone can put this together, even people well advanced in their aging process. But really, it's designed for adult children of seniors or grandchildren to go install it for their grandparents.
So I could even figure it out, you're saying. It's easy.
Dave, I'm certain you can figure anything out.
Well, what's really weird is my son Chris is saying, Dad, you better pay attention to this because if not this, we're putting you in a home. Well, that's nice. But the point that he brings up appropriately is how our parents don't want to go into a home. You want to live where you're comfortable. You want to do your daily activities. And if something like this is sort of telling on us, so be it. We'd rather know that there might be an issue, or maybe mom or dad or grandma or granddad need a little extra push or a little extra help, right?
Absolutely, Dave. I mean, it's in our nature, human nature, that none of us want to at the end of our lives, go live in an institution. That's not what we all aspire to. We all aspire to live in our homes and be as independent as we can. And this is one of the technologies that's enabling us to do that safely and longly.
So is Care Predict at Home available now?
Yes, Care Predict at Home is available on our website, carepredict.com, for immediate purchase. If you purchase it today, you'll get it within 7 to 10 days.
And how much would it cost for us to consider as a caregiver, family member, whatever?
So the kit costs $449 as MSRP. There are various discounts and promotions going on, so you should be able to find that. It's a 45-day risk-free trial, so you can try it and see if you like and if it works for you or not.
That's excellent, too, because you're going to see that obviously it makes a difference, and it can, you can do various and sundry things, knowing if your parents aren't sleeping well automatically. Maybe they haven't gotten out of bed yet, or if things are just different than usual. And it might be fine, but it allows you, as their son or daughter or otherwise a caregiver perhaps, to just question and say, everything okay? And like you said, you had a great example. It's great to just be in touch on the phone or a text or, hey, how are things? But then when you visit, you discover maybe not so good until you have these opportunities.
Absolutely, Dave. I think peace of mind is what we deliver. You know, as an adult child of very senior parents, most of the time, I'm guilt-stricken because I cannot take care of them with the same attention that they took care of me when I was growing up. And I want to have the peace of mind that they're doing okay, and I want to have the chance to prevent bad things happening to them. And this gives me that hope and that aspiration to do that.
I love it. So to my kids, remember that. Take care of me the way I took care of you, Chris, growing up. CarePredict.com for more information. And, of course, we'll link you there. From intotomorrow.com. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us. Congrats on your success. We're delighted to be a small part of helping to get the word out, and keep up the good work.
Thank you very much, Dave. I really love this opportunity to speak to you and your audience.
Oh, terrific. It's our pleasure. Again, intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline on the Advanced Media Network.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
This is the 25th year launching on the air of Into Tomorrow, and I'm Dave Graveline, broadcasting this week from Las Vegas at the Consumer Electronics Show. We want to know what you liked most or disliked most about technology in the last 25 years. Let us know, won't you? Maybe you want to say, hey, congrats on your 25th year on the air as well at the same time, but more importantly, we want to hear from you. 800-899-INTO or the audio option on the free updated Into Tomorrow app. This Into Tomorrow CES special brought to you in part by
Diamond Dog from Intevec, the diamond standard for ultimate screen protection. Visit mydiamonddog.com. By Celestron, explore the universe like a pro. No experience needed. Check out celestron.com. And by Eargo, hear life to the fullest with Eargo Neo Hi-Fi. Check out eargo.com.
We're with the founder and CEO of a unique company that is doing AI-powered educational robots for kids for, get this, language learning and basic STEM. And since for 25 years now, we cover the latest in consumer electronics, technology, science, all the cool stuff. This absolutely caught our attention. Has to be one of the cutest things available on the show floor here in Las Vegas. Elnaz Sharif is with us. Welcome Into Tomorrow. How you doing?
Thank
you. I am doing great and excited to be talking with you.
Thank you as well. And those listening on the radio, be sure to come by and visit intotomorrow.com. You want to see the video, not only of Elnaz and her great headdress, but also Royby. Tell me about Royby.
Sure, Royby is an educational robot. We designed it for children aged 3 to 7 in language learning and basic STEM. We are starting with English language and adding Mandarin and Spanish next year. On a daily basis, children get different lessons. We have over 70,000 vocabularies, 500 lessons, over 50 categories. It starts with conversations every day so children can respond back and it can actually understand if they say it's right or wrong. It can encourage them. And also the most important part is the AI part of it, because we want to focus on the child's ability and interest rather than one size fits all. So that education, the traditional education, needs to be changed, and that's what we are doing. That's why we are here.
And so glad that you're using artificial intelligence, because it does make a difference, especially if they're interacting with the child. And as a robot, does it move? Does it do anything otherwise, or is it a communication thing?
Right now is for conversation, but it has batteries, so they can take it with them everywhere. You can just connect it to your phone's hotspot. It goes everywhere with the kids. It also comes with different accessories, so they can dress it in different ways. They can have a unique robot for themselves. But the power of AI really allows us to allow children to focus on their skills, because every child is different with unique skills.
And predominantly ages 3 to 7, so that's the perfect time for kids to be learning other languages, yeah?
Absolutely. It's a very critical time, and these days, you know, parents are busy. They don't have enough time to spend with their kids. 1 out of 12 children in the U.S. have some sort of speech disorder, and we really want to help children to help them for future success.
Well, congrats. You're doing a terrific job. Are they available now?
They are available on roybyrobot.com and amazon.com at $199.
Okay, $199. Imagine that for your child or your grandchild. I'm thinking of my 7-year-old grandchild right away. Royby is something you certainly want to look into. It does make learning fun and interactive, and I'm sure very safe, right? I'm thinking of a lot of parents are thinking, okay, great, but if it's communicating with my child, then can somebody hack into it?
Absolutely. We are COPPA compliant, so we take every step to make sure we get parents' consent, and all the content is securely stored on Amazon Web Services. So we always make sure we have the best security for the parents. They can turn on and off the features if they want to, but we are here for children. We really want to help them. We don't want to just have their data and share it anywhere. We just want to make sure that they feel safe.
Terrific. And just like it shows on her head, Royby, R-O-Y-B-I, robot.com. We'll get you there, too, when you visit intotomorrow.com. You'll be just a click away from everything that they are doing, and you can see what she and her team are up to. Keep up the good work. Very cool, and glad so much that you're helping children with this information content that is packed with knowledge.
Thank you so much for your time and the opportunity. Thank you.
It's our pleasure. I'm Dave Graveline. We're back with more from Las Vegas, our 25th year on the air, and we're celebrating with a lot of very cool products to share with you. Hit us up at intotomorrow.com. More from the Advanced Media Network.
Attention business owners, entrepreneurs, and side hustlers. Do you need up to $10,000 in your bank account today? Introducing Bitty Advance, the nation's leader in micro-advance funding for small businesses. As a direct funder, we supply the funds without the rigid bank rules. If you've been in business for 2 months or more, generate at least $4,000 a month in revenue, and have a business checking account, you're all set. And don't worry, credit is not a factor, because the number one rule in business is to stay in business. Do you need inventory? A new marketing plan? Are you behind in some business bills? If you're a business owner that wants to grow and can use $2,000 to $10,000 today, call Bitty Advance now. And in just one quick free 2-minute call, you could get funded today for $2,000 to $10,000. Call now.
800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
from CES, where many products are introduced and many come to die. You're tuned into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline as we launch our 25th year on the air. What has been your favorite tech in the past 25 years? Or maybe what have you disliked the most about technology in these past 25 years? Let us hear from you. 800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO, or preferably the audio option on the updated free Into Tomorrow app. This special, by the way, from Vegas, brought to you in part by
IFA 2020 in Berlin, consumer electronic product introductions and provocative discussions about what the future holds. Visit ifa-berlin.com. By Ovis by ForwardX, world's first AI-powered side-following suitcase for business and leisure travel. Visit ovis.forwardx.com. And by Directed, making life more secure, comfortable, and fun in and around your vehicle. Check out directed.com.
So if you've rented an e-scooter, an e-bike, an e-anything these days, you might be very interested, especially in our next guest, who makes that very easy in the long run for us as consumers by helping those rental companies do what they do. He is the co-founder of Sharing OS, Michael Chen. Michael, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for having me, Dave.
It's a pleasure to have you. We saw a whole lot of e-scooters and e-bikes and e-chairs, I mean, e-everything here. First, tell me a little bit about Sharing OS, about the company.
So as the name suggests, we create an operating system for sharing economy, especially in the mobility area, because we find there's a huge demand from the end users who need the mobility sharing solutions. You probably have tried Lime or Bird kick scooters all over the cities. But we find there's a lot more demand in the universities, medium-sized or smaller cities, who also want that. But the big operators like Lime or Bird, they cannot cover these areas. That's why we provide the whole end-to-end solutions for small operators to operate in these areas.
Very good. So not only making it easier for the operators, but because you make it easy for them, it makes it easier for the consumer, or in this case, a student perhaps on a campus.
Exactly. Not only students, but also like people using hotels or people go to commute in the small size or medium sized cities. They all need these kind of services.
Yeah. And we are seeing more and more of them. So it seems like you certainly got into this industry at the right time.
Yeah. I hope that we did well. Yeah, but we think that the growing demand in this micro-mobility sharing business is huge. So we really look forward to serving all the end customers in this area.
True. And tell me what it is that you do differently than what's already out there to make it easier. How is it different?
So what we do is that we provide the whole solution, so including a customized app, a backend, and an engineer app. Plus, we have all the vehicles from e-bikes, e-kick scooters, e-mopeds, even a wheelchair here as well. So we have everything get ready for the operators to start getting on the job to serve the clients.
And tell me a little bit more about the app, because it makes it very, very easy to obtain whatever device you want to rent.
Yeah, so the app is very easy to use. The users can download it and they can scan the QR code to open any vehicles here. And then they can start using it everywhere they want. After using it, they can park it in a designated parking space and lock up and end the journey with it. And we have some special features that including having the users to take a photo to verify they parked correctly, that helps the operators and the cities to manage this kind of operations in a very legal and convenient way for other users.
And that's great, because we've seen certain cities where they have all these various colored company bikes and scooters, and they're just everywhere.
Yeah.
And that's not good for the city and the attractiveness or the unattractiveness. So if you can, I like how you say, end the journey and it's parked where it's supposed to be and it's ready for the next renter, that's all part of the process, I guess.
Exactly. That's what we want to do. We want to manage and help the cities and the operators to do this in an orderly way so that everybody can be benefited, not just the users, but also the passengers, everybody who is enjoying and sharing the same public space.
It seems that this plays a major role also in not only helping the e-scooter, the mobility rental industry, but perhaps even the environment.
Exactly. That's the research have suggested it's going to reduce a lot of carbon emissions, help reduce the congestions, and help everybody in this regard.
Now, tell us how someone accesses a battery that has been charging so you know you've got a good ride ahead.
Yes, it's very, very easy. I can show you. So, for example, in all our vehicles, we use one form factor battery. And, for example, we can easily access this battery. And we can have several batteries in these vehicles. And we use the same battery in the smaller vehicles, in the e-bike, in the kick scooters. And once we need to charge the battery, and we have a vending machine here, and can easily operate either by QR code or we can, yeah.
And then a door pops open in this kind of vending machine size for those listening on the radio not yet seeing the video at intotomorrow.com. Insert the battery, close the door.
And then we have another battery already charged for, and then you can put back to the vehicles here.
Excellent. So it makes it very convenient. And there you go. Acknowledgement that you've now put in a freshly charged battery. I like that concept. Sharingos.co.uk is the website, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
exactly.
Terrific. Well, Michael, thanks for spending a few minutes with us here. And we see why you have a very exciting booth at the Consumer Electronics Show. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Thanks, Dave.
It's our pleasure. Again, sharingos.co.uk. We'll get you there when you visit intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline, our 25th year. And yeah, the voice is dying here in the desert as we bring you further Into Tomorrow on the Advanced Media Network.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What's next? Rising inflation, drops in the dollar's value. Some experts say another crash is coming. What will be left of your investments for your children and grandchildren? We know you can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins and an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. During periods of great volatility, precious metals regularly outperform stocks because they're a true wealth asset that have real value. During the three-year recovery period after the crash of 08, the Dow only went up 3.5%, while gold more than doubled in price. Call 855-662-6533 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation and build a true legacy for your family. Regain control of your financial destiny and call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-662-6533. That's 855-662-6533. As in any investment, the price of gold and silver may fluctuate over time and you could lose money. Check with financial and legal advisors.
From a very busy Las Vegas, where what goes on here stays here, well, except for consumer tech, welcome back into tomorrow for our 25th year launch on the air. I'm Dave Graveline, and I absolutely would love it if we could hear from you anytime at your convenience, preferably over the next few days, or right now if you have time, by calling us, either the toll-free number, good from anywhere in North America, or even better, using the audio option on our free updated Into Tomorrow app. By the way, that if you already got, has got some really cool new updates now. Check it out. If you didn't automatically get that update, get the new one. You're going to love it. But here's what I'd love to hear from you. What have you liked most about technology over the past 25 years that we've been on the air? Or what have you liked least about technology? Or maybe share both with us. And perhaps at the same time, a little congratulatory message, if you're so inclined, about launching our 25th year on the air. But let us hear from you. 800-899-4686. That's 800-899 and spell out INTO, if you'd like. Or, as I mentioned before, the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow app. This CES special, by the way, brought to you in part by
ViewSonic, a leading global provider of visual solutions. Check out ViewSonic.com. By IFA's CE China 2020, connecting the CE industry to the manufacturing and exporting hub of the world. Visit CEChina-IFA.com. and by Directed, making life more secure, comfortable, and fun in and around your vehicle. Learn more at directed.com.
Our next guest is showing us some breakthrough technology that provides significantly better protection and preservation of our mobile devices, especially our screens. The president and CEO of Intevac is Wendell Blonigan. Wendell, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you, sir?
Thanks. Very good, Dave.
Good. Glad to have you with us. Tell me first a little bit about the company Intevac. What is that?
Intevac's a tech company. We've been in Silicon Valley for 25 years.
Long as we've been on the air. Congrats.
We have two different businesses that we run. We provide digital night vision to the military.
Nice.
So we fly on the Apache helicopters and the F-35s.
Wow.
And then the other part of our company is doing high technology coatings, both metal coatings, protective coatings, and optical coatings.
Nice. Ah, so there comes the coatings part.
That's exactly
that you
right.
Obviously know what you're doing with the new product that you've brought with us. What's up, dog? You're talking about Diamond Dog. Tell me about that.
Well, Diamond Dog is our branded screen protector. It incorporates our Diamond Clad coating. This is a coating that we developed as a derivative of what we put on hard disk drives. The last film you put on a hard disk drive disk is Diamond Light Carbon.
Oh.
And we've developed now a optically clear version, and that has allowed us to integrate onto standard cover glass media and make it perform at the same level as sapphire in response to scratching.
So that's why you brought a demo of a screen and a big screw for me to try to, you're daring me to try to scratch this, apparently.
Yeah, you got a cantilevered there, but.
because I want the camera to show, to see what we're trying to do.
Yeah, but definitely try to scratch it.
I am trying to scratch it, and nothing is scratching. Darn you, Diamond Dog. Apparently it does work, as you say, but now.
It's your screen's best friend.
It is my screen's best friend, okay. And it doesn't interfere with the operation of the screen at all. We get the appropriate haptic feedback as necessary. We can tap our apps, do whatever we've got to do, right?
Yes, it's a very thin screen protector, and it has an advanced adhesive. It has no impact whatsoever to the touchscreen functionality of the phone.
Very nice. Is this something available now and for all kinds of smartphones and tablets, or how do we determine when we can get to it?
It's available for pre-order right now at mydiamonddog.com. And currently we have the samples we're giving out today is for several iPhone versions. And we'll continue to expand that as we roll out the program.
Gotcha. MyDiamondDog.com.
That's correct.
And, of course, being an Android, I'm sure you're going to have some Android protection for us droids, too.
We want to protect everybody's phone.
There you go. Okay, good answer and very appropriate. And the fact that it's patented technology hopefully means no one else is going to say, oh, yeah, well, we can do it, too.
That's correct. The actual thin film process is a proprietary patented process. Mm. And it actually is applied using equipment that Intevac makes in its equipment division.
Oh, very good. So it's good to have the company behind it all that's been doing this, as you mentioned, for the military and otherwise. What are we talking cost-wise to protect a phone on average?
Sapphire type performance for $29.99.
$29.99. That's just right. Under 30 bucks. I'm thinking you're going to tell me, well, it's $100, but hey, it's a $1,000 phone, so protect it. 30 bucks. I like it. Keep making cool stuff, especially things that will protect our devices, and we'll keep talking about them.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Intotomorrow.com for links to all of our guests and video of all the radio interviews so you can see all the cool things that we're talking about on the radio. So, Chris, have you been having fun yet?
I have. My feet, knees, and back, however, not so much.
Okay. Well, then I tell you what, we'll give you a break. Next week, join us right here again for part two of our 25th year launch and CES specials. We don't want to miss a minute of it, and we don't want you to miss a second of anything that we're talking about from Vegas. We do want to hear from you, though, 800-899-INTO or the app. And, of course, meet us at intotomorrow.com.
Bringing you the latest in consumer electronics and technology, this has been Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline. To participate with Dave and his tech geniuses and win prizes anytime 24/7,
Use our free Into Tomorrow app for your iPhone, Android, and netbooks. Available in your app store or call 1-800-899-INTO. That's 1-800-899-4686. Be sure to visit our website anytime to read our show notes and watch our ITTV videos at intotomorrow.com. And join us next week as we bring you further Into Tomorrow.